Councillor Austin, and then
regarding the 3G, as Penny said, right now we aren't opening the door to anything. The door is wide open. The doors don't even exist. Something could be installed tomorrow and no one has to tell the city, frankly. So that's my concern. And what I would like to see happen is I think that the city planner has done a lot of work towards trying to research this. And I am 100% willing to go above and beyond this, but I'm also concerned about implementation timeline. And big corporate interests do like to take advantage of the power imbalance when they're dealing with small communities. So I think it's important for us to look at what can make sure that we know what's happening and have as much control as we can manage against the bigger federal regulations. So whether or not this goes forward tonight, or whether we would consider a moratorium, I think that we need to consider this a starting point for sure, because this is something that can be amended, altered, repealed, and replaced, added to over time if it does pass. And I think that's important because the technology does evolve. And if they get ahead of us, we've seen what happens with that before. And the last thing I would like to comment on, and we'll definitely talk about this more when we talk about the potential for a property reevaluation, is we ask all our residents to participate in two ways. We ask you to vote, and that's how the five of us ended up here. And we ask you to pay taxes. And lots of other people participate in other ways, but those are the two very basic ways that most of the folks in our community contribute to everything else that happens. So this touches every single one of us. And it is really hard to sit up here because we have to take the 10,000 foot view and try to figure out what's best for the community as a whole in the big picture. And for me, I'm trying to separate it from the idea of budget, but also look at it from the aspect of, are we meeting the state regulations? Are we going to get in trouble and start losing the little state assistance we get? Are we meeting the timelines that we're required to? I'm learning a ton about this. It's pretty complicated, but I really appreciate the work that the city staff is doing to try to help us understand it so that we can make the best decision going forward. I can't be a fortune teller. I don't know what's going to happen next year. I do know what's happened the last few years, and we will take that into consideration. I will take that into consideration. I'm only going to speak for myself, but I just want to say that it is also about stepping away from your own self-interest and looking at, if my taxes go up, am I willing to pay that? Yes, because I understand what they do in the community. If they go down, would that be awesome? Also, yes. So I would ask everybody just to extend that courtesy to their neighbors as we have this conversation, because we all are coming from an individual situation that might be really different from the person next to you. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Austin. Councillor Lachman?